It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 826, Beanie Babies, Naked Barbie, American Pickers, and Old Coots, by J.L. Collins of jlcollinsnh.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host, and welcome to a brand new week here at Optimal Finance Daily, and a very happy Monday to you. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And thank you to Send Pro Online from Pitney Bowes. Save time and money no matter what you ship or mail with the Send Pro Online software. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates for as low as $4.99 a month. Try it free for 30 days and get a free 10-pound scale when you visit pb.com/finance. That's pb.com/finance. For now, let's get right to our post as we optimize your life. Beanie Babies, Naked Barbie, American Pickers, and Old Coots by J.L. Collins of jlcollinsnh.com. As we begin preparing for our move, we've been poking through our various boxes and bins looking for stuff we don't want to pay to move, which for me is just about everything. I love getting rid of stuff. In one of those plastic bins, the oversized version, is my daughter's collection of Beanie Babies. Boy howdy, do I hate these things. On the off chance you missed it or were smart enough to just ignore it, BBs were all the rage in the mid to late 1990s. They're little bean bags in the shape of various animals, and the Thai company was cranking them out just as fast as they could come up with new versions. Each had a little tag with the BB's name. How cute. This was perfect timing for my little girl, as she was about 4 to 10 while this was going on. Between those we bought for her and those she got as gifts, she wound up with around 100 of the little sacks. One day at work, a woman mentioned that she was investing in BBs and that these were going to finance her kids' college educations beginning in about a decade. What the? A little quick research showed that, sure enough, these things had become collectible and people were rushing to pay ever-increasing dollars for discontinued babies. Now, I have no crystal ball, but the most rudimentary understanding of supply and demand economics was enough to know this could only end badly, most likely sooner rather than later. After failing to convince my colleague of the flaws in her investment plan, hey, at least I tried, I rushed home. "Gather up the Beanie Babies," I said to my wife and daughter in delight. "We're going to make a killing." "No, Daddy," said my little girl. "I love my Beanie Babies. They're not for sale." "Quickly now, this bubble will be bursting momentarily." "You can't sell our daughter's toys," said my wife. "Sure we can. By the way, you didn't take the tags off, did you?" "I don't want them to go," my daughter said, tears rolling down her cheeks. "Oh, sweetie, we'll get you some other dolls. Silly people will pay lots of money for these, but not for long. Gather them up. How many do you have?" It didn't take long before I realized that this just wasn't going to happen, that I was doomed to watch as this asset, and how could I now consider them anything else, depreciated into nothing. Now, opening that bin, here the despicable little things were, staring up at me, mocking. No longer cherished, no longer wanted, and of course, no longer of value. Just to be sure, I went to eBay. As of today, there are 10,649 listings for Beanie Babies. All but a very, very few have zero bids. Zero. The most expensive offered is a Princess Diana for $500,000. Nope, that's not a typo. $500,000. Really? Could anyone be stupid enough to pay that kind of money for a beanbag toy? Can you say tulip bulb? This very rare BB is one of 7 currently offered. The lowest priced one is $4,000. No, I don't know what the difference between a 500K and 4K Diana is, other than perhaps the seller's assessment of how stupid people can be. Not surprisingly, they seem not to be selling. So if you want one, you've got time, and I'll make you a deal on a bunch more. Call me. Did they ever sell at such levels? Beats me, but if they did, I can guarantee there are lots of counterfeits out there. The cheapest one with an actual bid is 55 cents, with free shipping. So basically, this seller is paying to get rid of it. I sure hope my old colleague found a better way to pay for her kids to go to college. The problem with Beanie Babies or anything else produced as a collectible is that when people buy them, they save them. They will never be rare, and rare equals value. I know people who each year buy the annual Barbie collectible edition and tuck them away in their unopened original box. Barbies from the early 1960s are valuable, right? So in a few decades, these will be too, right? Nope. These old Barbies have value precisely because no one at the time ever dreamed they would be collectible. Very rare is the Barbie from that time still in its unopened box. Those produced now by Mattel as collectibles will never be rare because, well, everybody is collecting them. Personally, I'm not a collector. In fact, I'm just about as far from being a collector as one can be. I don't much like owning things. Feels heavy and burdensome to me. But for some reason I can't quite explain, I recently become addicted to TV shows about collectors. American Pickers, Pawn Stars, Storage Wars, and the like provide me great entertainment. Maybe it's just that these people are so alien to me it's hard not to be fascinated. Take American Pickers. If you haven't seen it, basically these two guys drive around the country in their van looking for rusty gold. They'll roll up on some old coot's spread and say, "We're pickers from Iowa. Mind if we look around?" The places they visit are usually out in the country and are surrounded by junk in the yard. Often as not, there will be several outbuildings, each crammed to the rafters with They'll rummage about through these piles and pull something out. "What a great piece," they'll say, holding up a rusty piece of that, to me, looks like all the other rusty pieces of "How much would you have for this?" "Well, I don't know," says the old guy, and it's almost always an old guy. "I don't think I could part with that." What? Until this moment, you probably haven't seen this thing in 40 years and you forgot you owned it 30 years ago. Sell it. "How about $400? "Sell, sell, you idiot, and then beg them to buy more." "Nope, think I'll just hang on to that there." Old signs seem popular, and they like old bikes and motorcycles. Other random stuff, too. Since their business is reselling this stuff, they must know what has value. I get that. But they ain't buying no Beanie Babies. You just listened to the post titled "Beanie Babies, Naked Barbie, American Pickers, and Old Coots" by J.L. Collins of jlcollinsnh.com. Now, you don't need to waste any more time waiting in line to send mail and packages. With SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes, you can send packages and mail right from your desk for as low as $4.99 a month. And for being an Optimal Finance Daily listener, you'll receive a free 30-day trial to get started. As an added bonus, you'll also receive a free 10-pound scale shipped right to your door to help you accurately weigh your packages. Save time and money no matter what you send, from packages to overnights and letters. Just click, send, and save with this new offer for SendPro Online. Starting at only $4.99 a month, you can print shipping labels and stamps from your own printer, easily compare rates using online software, gain access to special USPS savings for letters and priority mail shipping, and track all of your shipments with email notifications when they've arrived. Go to pb.com/finance to access this special offer and get a free 30-day trial plus a free 10-pound scale to get started. That's pb.com/finance. Experience the better way to ship with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. And that does it for today. Thank you so much for being a regular listener and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.